Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, May 31st. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the weather report, then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know. Today's National Macaroon Day. The uniquely American cookie is often confused with the French macaron. Both confections share origins and key ingredients like sugar and egg whites, but diverge in texture and base ingredients. Macarons use almond flour, while macaroons utilize shredded coconut. Mrs. Esther Levy popularized macaroons in her 1871 first Jewish American cookbook, highlighting their cake-like texture. Macaroons originally adapted when Florida's coconut palms began bearing fruit, exemplify early locavore practices. These chewy coconut delights merit recognition for their distinct characteristics and historical significance. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the weather report. In the Boston area, this morning, it's mostly cloudy and feels like 51 degrees with 7 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 8:14, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:09. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day with a high near 74 and wind of 6 to 8 mph. Tonight, it should be clear with a low around 56. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be at 6 a.m. with the low tide at 12:30. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, this weekend will be sunny and warm with highs in the upper 70s. Monday will be mostly sunny with a high near 77. Tuesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 75. And Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 78 and a chance of showers. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Sally's a Pizza, a renowned Connecticut pizza chain, is expanding in the greater Boston area with new locations in Concord and Dorchester set to open in 2025. These join the already successful Woburn location, which opened in December 2023. The Concord site will be part of a new development alongside Chipotle and Starbucks, while the Dorchester spot will be in the South Bay Lifestyle Center. Sally's aims to bring culinary craftsmanship to new communities, with plans for more chef collaborations and specialty pizzas. Now on to sports. Top draft pick, Caleb Williams, and the Chicago Bears will be featured on HBO's Hard Knocks during their training camp, marking the Bears' first appearance on the show. Despite initial resistance from Chairman George McCaskey, the appeal of Williams and the team's promising prospects led to their selection. The series will offer a behind-the-scenes look at the Bears' preparations, starting with their early training camp in late July and culminating in the Hall of Fame game on August 1st. The first episode airs on August 6th. In local sports, Red Sox pitcher Garrett Whitlock underwent a successful ulnar collateral ligament repair with an internal brace, avoiding Tommy John surgery. The procedure, performed by Dr. Jeffrey Dugas, aims for Whitlock's return in early 2025. With Whitlock out, Cooper Criswell joins the rotation. Whitlock, under contract through 2026, with team options for 2027 and 2028, pitched well in his first four starts this season before his injury. Last night, the Red Sox at home lost to the Tigers 5-0. Nick Pivetta tied a Sox record with 8 consecutive strikeouts, but the team's bats were silent in the loss to the Tigers. Pivetta allowed 2 runs and struck out 9 in 5 1/3 innings. Tigers' Jack Flaherty no-hit the Sox through 6 1/3, allowing only 2 hits in total. Chris Martin struggled in relief, giving up 3 runs. The Red Sox, now with 28 wins and 29 losses, will have Tanner Houck pitching tonight against Detroit's Kenta Maeda. In top news, Boeing is committed to major changes in its manufacturing processes to rebuild trust and quality following an FAA-mandated plan after a 737 MAX mid-air incident in January. The plan presented by CEO Dave Calhoun includes strengthening the safety management system, better employee training, and increased oversight of suppliers. The FAA will maintain strict oversight with weekly progress meetings and more inspectors. Production caps on the 737 will remain until Boeing demonstrates consistent commitment to safety and quality improvements. CEO Calhoun will step down at the end of the year. In business news, Controller for HomeKit has introduced a new floor plan feature, allowing users to create a 3D model of their home using a LiDAR-equipped iPhone or iPad. This feature enables users to map HomeKit devices onto the model for intuitive control and monitoring. Even without a LiDAR device, users can scan an app clip on a friend's device and export the model. The app also offers complex automations, notifications, and backups. The basic version is free on the App Store, with a pro version available via subscription or lifetime license. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is $68,500. Ethereum is $3,700. And Solana is $167. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Thousands of NHS patients in England will join trials for personalized cancer vaccines, aiming to provide a permanent cure by targeting individual tumors. This groundbreaking initiative, part of the cancer vaccine Launchpad, is hailed as a game changer and will initially focus on colorectal, skin, lung, bladder, pancreatic, and kidney cancers. The vaccines, developed by companies like BioNTech, use mRNA technology to help the immune system identify and destroy cancer cells, reducing the risk of recurrence. This marks a significant advancement in cancer treatment. And in entertainment news, director John Turteltaub has confirmed that a script for National Treasure 3 is currently being written, with hopes of Nicolas Cage and the original cast returning. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer expressed optimism about the project earlier this year. Turteltaub emphasized the importance of adapting to cultural changes and maintaining relevance. Nicolas Cage also voiced his surprise that Disney hasn't greenlit the sequel yet, highlighting the family-friendly and educational nature of the films. More updates on the movie are expected in the future. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, I'd like to send some thoughts and prayers to my Uncle Danny, who's in the hospital recovering from open heart surgery. Be strong, Uncle D, and rest up. You'll be back on your feet in no time. Until then, we're all thinking about you and sending you love and positive energy. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll be back on Monday with another episode of the Sunny Mornings Podcast.